Before we start today's show, I gotta let you know we have incredible merch like these hats, these hoodies, and many other items available at podcastmerch.com. That's right, you too could dress like me and the international superstar Zach Amico.
And isn't that what you want? When you want to be a fashion-forward member of society, who do you think of other than me and Lewis?
I'm telling you right now, podcastmerch.com is the place to go. Go there right now and grab some incredible, real-ass podcast merch. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Here we go. Holy shit, we're back. Wow, what a fucking trip it's been. I hate Texas. It sucks cock. Fuck your whole state. I hope you never get water again. Is that insensitive?
Slightly. They were pretty nice to us as a people.
I didn't feel bad at all. I was like, whatever. It's a little freezing rain, a little bit of snow. Stop being fucking cuck pussy bitches, okay? But then I heard about stories of families like putting their toddlers on top of their cars for heat to sleep.
Keep the car warm.
And I was like, okay, that's fucked up. Just putting poor little James on the car hood. Get the fuck off my Audi, James. You out of your fucking mind? It ain't happening. I would sooner have my child freeze to death before he fucking dented the hood of my Audi. Sorry.
Then it would be an innie.
I like it. I do not mind it, and I'll give you a fucking Zackle Snake. Zackle Snake, Zackle Snake, Zackle Snake, Zackle Snake. Great show planned today. It is your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Yes, I'm wearing the brand new Real Ass Dude pink hoodie. Real Ass Dudes wear pink. Look at the fucking back of it. It's got the wrap on the back. This is a fucking high-quality hoodie right now.
Very nice.
I'm going to plug it right off the top, okay?
Yeah, do it.
Go buy it right now because it's going away on Sunday. It's a limited edition. It's also available in black, but get it in pink if you're a fucking real-ass dude, okay? It's going away this Sunday, so make sure you guys grab it now. These embroidered hats are coming out next month. Lots of fucking amazing merch ideas happening here at Gas Digital and at the Real Ass Podcast, but we do have an incredible show planned today. Very happy to be back in studio with Zach D'Amico. Zach, how are you?
It's nice to be returned to places with power and water.
Yeah, I know.
It's a little dicey.
It's been fucking
the last few days.
It's been a little dicey. I got to be honest with you. Not having any water.
No restaurants.
No food. We'll get into it. Let's get into the fucking show, but let's introduce our guest first. You guys know him from his podcast, The Creepy Corner. Very happy to have back on the show, Anthony Zenhauser. What's up, kid?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yay, yay.
Yeah.
Yay, yay.
Good to see you, pal. What am I doing wrong?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
No. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Look at Shannon. Look at Shannon. Everyone's wearing pink hoodies today. The pink hoodies came in for all of the employees. So.
Real ass breast cancer awareness.
No. We are pro breast cancer.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
Pro breast cancer on this show. So if you got it, sorry. I'm rooting for the cancer.
We like him a little lumpy.
Yep. Also, speaking of lumpy, you guys might know her from her album Bumped, available everywhere.
I knew that was coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Christine Meehan Burr.
Bitches.
What's up, girl?
What's going on, dude?
How long has it been since you've been on the show?
I don't know. Like,
it's been a while.
Years.
It's been years.
Years. I thought I had breast cancer.
Did you?
And I don't. So I just have, aww. I have lumpy tits.
When
so.
Did you?
Oh, just Aaron's head between your tits.
Just an extra big tit.
When I was almost single.
Ah, get your tits out of my face.
Yeah, your lumpy tits.
Ah, gross, cancer.
Yeah.
Ah, gross, tits.
When did you think that you had cancer?
A couple months ago.
Really?
Like 3 months ago. Yeah,
that's
I had to go,
but
and then like mammograms and tight squeezes. It felt like Aaron was touching me. It was nice.
Why did you think you had breast cancer? You felt a lump?
Just lots of lumps, yeah. And then the lumps they find are not the scary ones. The lumps that they have to go looking for is the scary ones.
Oh.
So no lumps, no real scary lumps. I'm
lump,
fine.
Lump.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I won't
so
die this year.
If you feel a lump, it's like a happy lump?
if you can feel it.
Should be okay.
And then
that was my nickname in high school.
Lump.
Happy lump.
Oh, happy lump.
Happy lump. Yeah, well, I'm glad you don't have cancer.
Thanks so much.
Ms. Meehanberg.
Yeah, I'm good.
We have an incredible show planned today. Let's get our plugs right out of the way because I want to get into all of this stuff. It is a very fun time to be alive. Christine, what would you like to plug?
Oh, shows?
Besides Bumped, whatever you have to plug, anything.
Oh, I got a bunch of shows. So I have a regular show on Wednesdays. It's illegal, but it's inside. And it's at Dylan's in Forest Hills at 8 o'clock on Wednesdays. And then I have two shows tonight for New York Comedy Club at 7 and 9 at
Hurley's. Are indoor shows happening right now?
Yeah.
Legally.
No.
Whoa.
No.
Huh? No, but Christine and a number of other comedians will be hanging out at
Hurley's. Yeah, yeah, at New York Comedy Club's Hurley's location in Midtown.
What? I thought the 14th it was allowed indoor dining again, but
yes,
no indoor comedy
dining
shows.
Yeah, because they're trying to... Everybody's silenced currently. Did you know that?
Just no talking.
No talking okay. out talking. Loud.
Okay, we can sit there and we can stare at each other. There could even be a guy on stage doing this, but there's
no
words coming
talking.
Out.
Right.
If there's a black guy with a stool, he'll be humping it, but he can't say anything.
I will be taking a huge shit on a stage, and that's it. I won't be talking, but it'll be comedy.
Anthony Zanhauser, what do you have to plug?
Just my podcast, The Creepy Corner Show. You can find it on creepycorner.nyc. All our links are there. Free new shows every week. Check it out.
All right, Zach Amico.
Two other shows here on the network. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. Bye, guys. Thursday at 11 a.m. Also, we got Catalyst Wrestling, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. All here under the wonderful Gas Digital umbrella.
Hell yeah, doggy. We got some live shows coming up. March 26th, I'm going to be in Connecticut. I'm trying to fucking see what this show is, where it's at. I apologize. I want to give people the correct information. Here it is right here. I got it right on the fingertips. I'll be at the Warehouse in Fairfield, Connecticut. This is on March 26th, whatever day of the week that is. Shout out to Stand Up New York for hooking up this gig. I'm also going to be in Vegas on April 30th and May 1st. That's coming up. Vegas is coming up. Vegas. Another Connecticut gig. Me and Metzger are going down to Florida. We're going to be in Tampa come mid-April. And then another gig's happening at the end of April. There's so much happening right now. I'm going to tweet out all the dates over the course of the next few days. All the dates, everything. I got to get a new website. If you're a web designer and you want to build me a free website.
Isn't this the third time we've done this?
I
got one.
But they're not going to build me a free site.
I don't know about free, but...
No. I have plenty of people that I can pay. I have tons and tons of people that I can pay. No. If you want to build me a free site, now's your chance. Brand new contest.
The third annual Build Lewis a Website contest. Because obviously a free website really lasts you.
No, I can do this. I can do this. I used to have Shannon update my website all the time. That was fucking wild. No, I need somebody that's going to be directly involved in updating this website, making it look good. You will get a free Real Ass Podcast pink hoodie and an embroidered hat. This is a big fucking deal right now. So you got to email realassofficial@gmail.com with your very extensive resume. I don't want HTML. I don't want fucking flash animations. I want the newest, hottest shit, okay? And I don't care how much it's going to cost you. I don't care how many resources. I want you to build it for free.
Explosions.
I'm sick of it.
You want explosions.
I do want explosions. That when you go to my website, I want an explosion to happen. And then it's me going, what's up? Like right. As soon as you fucking log,
I can tell your computer
puke.
Dies.
Maybe
yeah.
You
it kills computers.
I want a virus to go on everyone's computer as soon as they go onto my website. I want what's a good virus? The Trojan horse virus. The Trojan
sponsored
horse virus.
Sponsored by condoms.
And they're going to be sponsored by condoms.
Yeah.
Trojan horse.
Would you have somebody do a website for you if it was free, but you had to read a part of their white power manifesto on the rap show?
They're not even getting to plug their own website on my website. I'm going to tell people that I personally built this website and that I've learned how to code.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is not about you. It's not about an opportunity to promote yourself. No. The winner gets a free Real Ass Podcast hoodie and a hat. That's like a fucking $80 value. That's
and
a
as
big
far
deal.
As that, I say what I always say. If you want people to read your manifesto, fucking do something to make it worth reading.
Yeah,
all
right?
Let people know.
GasDigitalNetwork.com. That's the website. You can get access to all of the shows that I host, that Zach hosts, the Shannon Lee Hires, The Thing Is, Ding, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Real Ass Podcast, fucking Gomez Watches Seinfeld, Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show. We're going to be 21 shows on the network. The lead singer from Killswitch Engage is starting a brand new show on the network as well. which is exciting. So make sure you go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. You get a 14-day free trial. You get $1.50 off the membership. What do you get with the membership? You get access to the complete on-demand library, all ad-free, all uncensored, all in one place for all of these shows. Thousands of hours of content that you cannot get anywhere else, all in one place. Also, you get access to the Racist Live Chat. I'll just pull up a random comment right now from the Racist Live Chat. McNasty says, let's build a site that's just him doing gay sex stuff. Ban McNasty right now for his fucking insubordination.
Is it McNasty or MC Nasty? Like he's a rapper.
No, it's McNasty. M-A-C. Okay, cool. You know what? I'm going to give him one more chance. Do not build me a site doing gay sex. Do not build me that site. Build me a site fucking pussies. How about that?
I mean, if you did explode out of a man's ass, it would be a pretty great website.
Yeah, beyond that, go to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Buy all of our merch, podcastmerch.com. What else, Dylan? I see you fucking tripping up over there. Yeah, I got it. I told them already. We should pull up the black one, too. We got it available everywhere. Okay, never mind. There we go.
Now, Louis, am I crazy? Or didn't you specifically say to not call it a Valentine's
Day? Not only did I say that on air...
No, I heard you yell it into a telephone.
I yelled it into a telephone. I texted it. I couldn't have made it any more clear that I did not want it to be called a Valentine's Day hoodie.
It seems like straight up insubordination at this point.
It is. Why would somebody buy a Valentine's Day hoodie 5 days after Valentine's Day? That seems like a stupid plan, right?
For next year.
I guess. They're really
planners. Oh, they know our shipping policy?
Oh, shit. All right, look. Let's fucking get into today's show. Yeah, dude, Texas was a fucking shit show.
I mean, shows are good.
Shows
Why
were incredible.
So bad?
Because it started
Texans?
Freezing rain while we were there.
Yeah.
The snow in some of the state, freezing rain in other parts of the state, and Texas doesn't have the infrastructure to deal with it, so they just shut down everything. Every restaurant, every fucking thing.
Yeah, like 2 in the afternoon.
No sand, nothing on the streets?
Nothing.
I'll say me and my girlfriend, we went over to the Galleria. I don't want to say where we stole food from because I guarantee you that there's video. I mean, there is straight up video evidence of me going behind a counter and taking a piece of cake. In Texas. We went to the Galleria and one of the restaurants was open. And we were like, oh, this is great. And then we realized the door was just open. The door was ajar. It wasn't actually open. We were so excited. And then we saw like a big glass. Like, you know, when you go into a diner, they have the glass filled with all the desserts. Yeah.
Should was it already sliced or did you slice yourself?
No. I already sliced it, put on a glove, and left money.
And you left money. Steal it.
No, I guarantee you with COVID regulations, we probably broke many federal laws.
Should we close? Should we lock this door? Should we lock this door? Nah, there ain't no Puerto Ricans
There's
down
no breaking.
Here.
There's
Who
no
would
entry.
Come in and steal a piece of cake?
There's five guys sitting around the monitor right now going, that's the tallest goddamn Mexican guy I've ever fucking seen.
Doggy, we straight up like, we went in and we like scoped out like, crawling behind the counter, fucking pulling the cake. We packaged it up, we put it into bags, and then left $30 for 2 slices of cake.
You used a glove?
Used a glove. There was gloves there.
There were gloves right there.
Did she help you or was she like a lookout?
No, she helped me.
You stay there and you look out and you make sure nobody's coming.
Well, you know what? It was kind of funny because we were like kind of joking about it. We could just steal cake. And then it became like...
we should steal a cake.
A game of chicken. Yeah. Where it was like both of us were like, no, I'll do it.
It's too new of a relationship for you to puss out.
Yeah, dude. So it was like we weren't really...
He doesn't keep his promises.
No follow through.
So, I mean, I have no idea how much is it. Do me a favor, look up the law right now, Shannon. What would be the law there? Is it simply just stealing a piece of cake? Because it is stealing still. You're taking, even though you leave money on a counter, you're taking property from a place. You're going behind the counter. There's no way.
Definitely also trespassing.
Trespassing.
But did you do it in the name of something?
In the name of fat.
Cake. In the name of cake. Stop in the name of cake.
You could
in
be the name protesting
name
something
that
should
cake.
Be. You should protest something.
They execute retarded people down there, so.
That you're is fucked. True.
Gotta be a little careful. And you know who loves cake?
Every time I go to Texas. I assume it's a trap to execute me. I really do.
You have any last words, boy? That cake was worth it.
What kind of cake? I need another cake.
It's a cake.
It's not even that
don't
memorable.
Even worry. I don't want to get into it anymore. I realize as I'm looking at the Racist Live Chat, they're like, dude, idiot, shut the fuck up. You're incriminating yourself over and over and over again. We'll say nothing else.
Okay.
Yes, pictures
but
of
if, you. But if you have a video of a big Puerto Rican guy in a real ass podcast hoodie going into your restaurant and stealing a cake, just so you know, it's me. And I could have stolen so much more cake.
You were nice.
You did a good job.
We were nice. We were very, very nice. And we left
$30
for $30
cake.
On the counter.
And I think that's, I think they made money on
They made way more. There's probably $8 per slice of cake. So they probably made
$9. $8, not in Texas.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. Actually. It probably was maybe.
Yeah, after that, yeah. Starbucks.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
we learned the value of money.
Yeah, Texas is cheap as shit. We bought like what would have to be $150 worth of Starbucks in Texas, and it came up to $32. It was awesome. Yeah.
You know, for like literally the Monday when it was just cold out, you go on like Uber Eats and Grubhub, everything was closed at 2 p.m. There was nothing there's open no
nothing.
For days.
I ate gas station food. Well, first of all,
I ate gas. I drank gas.
You drank gas.
Our hotel had like, you know, when you go to, we were saying, what, at a club quarters?
Yeah.
Was that, yeah, that's where they had like the little like box next to the counter, right?
Yeah.
And they had like little crappy hotel snacks. So you can get, you know, protein drink, you get
Doritos.
Doritos, some Pringles.
So go to.
Some beef jerky.
Some jerky. Turkey jerky. Do they have turkey jerky?
They
did
not have turkey jerky, but they did have.
Not New York.
What me and my girlfriend cleared out was there was bags of tuna. Like it was a tuna in a bag, and then it came with mayonnaise and relish.
That's nasty.
And Ritz crackers. And we bought all of them. Like we were obnoxious. We were like, this is not for anybody else. We stockpiled them, stockpiled the chips. Some fucking Asian, and it took me a lot to just call him an Asian just now. Some fucking Asian right before me, six bottles of water, the last six bottles of water. And I was like, really? While I'm making eye contact with you? It was crazy. Nobody cared.
Not a one.
Nobody gave a shit. So I was eating from a gas station the whole time. My dinner was that cake.
How was the tuna?
The tuna was delicious. The tuna was the highlight of the trip. I can't even deny it.
That's some protein.
So it was, but yeah.
Did you guys make out after the tuna?
Of course. Yeah. When I'm in a hotel room, I'm horned up at all times. There's cum everywhere. Just fucking everywhere.
Just cum and tuna.
Do you just bang until it's not enjoyable anymore?
Yeah.
At one, it's like, this. What's the point of this?
Only one
this
time. Not,
it doesn't feel good.
Yeah, at one point, she's just like, ow. And you're like, yeah.
It's so big, baby.
Yeah, you like that, don't
there's
you?
Nice left and dry in your balls.
For me. Oh, you're so dry. Yes. My favorite. So yeah, we had a good time in Texas overall. It was just the last 3 days or so was a little bit of a nightmare. So we do apologize for missing Wednesday's show here at the Real Ass Podcast.
I went full Luis J. Gomez on an Uber driver.
What'd
when I returned to New York.
What'd you do?
Two Uber drivers consecutively kicked me out of the car at Newark Airport and would not go to Brooklyn.
Why?
Because it was snowing.
Hmm.
$75 ride. Both of them wouldn't take it. First guy was like an African guy, kicks me out of the car, complete Lewis meltdown, where I told him he was fucking ridiculous, and that if he doesn't want to drive places, he shouldn't be a fucking Uber driver.
Yeah.
He then drives away and doesn't cancel my ride, so I get charged.
Ooh, that drives me out of my mind. I've had that happen before, where I've given an attitude to an Uber driver and gotten kicked out,
yeah,
and then they go.
And then they go, you know what? You just
watch
see
them.
Your car going.
Yeah, dude.
So then I write the most Karen email of all time that this man discriminated against me and left me in 28 degree weather in the snow.
Nice.
So I got my money back plus credits towards a
nice.
Future ride.
Nice.
Second guy, Indian guy, kicks me out. I go, you got to cancel.
You
the
smell
ride.
Too good.
Yeah.
You're making my car smell too good. Please get out now.
I say, you got to cancel the ride before I'll get out. As I'm getting out, I realize he still hasn't canceled the ride. And in my most Lewis move
possible,
my most Lewis move possibly, I stood in front of his car,
yes.
holding my phone and pointing at the cancel button
yeah.
so that he couldn't drive away until yeah. he canceled.
I would have put my son on the hood of his car.
To warm him up. Finally, the third guy had New York plates. But after that guy canceled, I guess Uber realized what was happening to me.
Mm-hmm.
My $75 ride went down to $25.
Ooh.
Can I be honest? Uber. Sort of worth it.
Completely worth it.
Yeah.
Save $50? Yeah.
Gotta love a good controversy.
What was the Indian Uber? Guy's fault, problem for not wanting
he said,
to
He said, I don't have money for tolls. I went, well, it's
from what?
A
wait, $75. From what airport?
Newark to Bay Ridge. It's literally a 25-minute ride over the Verrazano. And he said, I don't have money for tolls. I don't go to New York.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just glad
as an Uber driver though. Sorry, don't you? Isn't it like
you don't? You can't have the. So here's what's funny. The Uber drivers, they don't know where they're taking you
until they
show up at your place.
Yeah. As I was an Uber driver, and yes, you're right. It's included in the fee. You get your toll money back. It's redeemed. Yeah. So this guy was just he just didn't like it.
He didn't want to drive to.
He didn't want to go. But yeah, have you driven in Brooklyn? I have a lot recently, and
I'm just happy.
I'm sure it's difficult. Streets. It's shitty.
That's why I'm not a fucking Uber driver.
I take you as far as Brooklyn Bridge, and then you live under the bridge.
That's what he fucking said. He goes, "I'll drop you off close to New York, and you can call a new car."
No,
fucking
fuck that.
Douche.
Yeah,
in the snow. And this is after 3 days of trying to get out of Texas.
I have so much anxiety when I travel. Like I'm just constantly on edge. And that's exactly whatever it is. As soon as I get off the plane, I'm like, all right, let me order. And I do it to myself because as soon as I get off the plane, I'm like, I'm off the plane. Fine, let me order the Uber now.
But then you're trying to rush to get to the car.
Then I'm trying to rush to get to the car. So I'm running through the fucking airport, being a lunatic right now because I have to time it exactly when I walk out. The Uber rolls up.
God forbid you stand for a few minutes to wait for a car.
I can't stop moving.
Yeah, Lewis is sitting in the Uber. And we forgot Kevin.
Kevin. Yeah, doggy. All right, real quick, we must thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Cushy Dreams. I love Cushy Dreams, especially now that I'm not getting high for another 2 days. Cushy Dreams is the best way to relieve my anxiety. If you guys don't know, Cushy Dreams makes incredible, high-quality, smokable, CBD-rich bud. It does not contain THC. It looks and smells like the best weed you're ever going to have, except it does not get you high. CBD has been known to help with anxiety, depression, pain relief, inflammation, and more. And Cushy Dreams makes really incredible products. They have pre-rolls. You can buy them in little cases as well. They have full gram pre-rolls and 5 packs of half gram pre-rolls. It really is an incredible product. They have different strains, so depending on what you're looking to do, like they have Relax, they have Calm, they have Create, they have all of these different strains that, you know, let's say you're just trying to fucking stay up late one night and write, smoke a little bit of Create CBD. Let's say you can't get some sleep. Boom. The one that helps you sleep. You get that one. Relax.
They have nighttime and one that, if you're the person who likes to smoke in the morning, they have one that's not going to make you tired. If you're the kind of person who needs to smoke a little at night to go to bed, they have one that's just for you too.
Yeah, it really is incredible. So all you got to do right now to check out their incredible lineup of products is go to cushydreams.com. That's cushydreams.com. And use the promo code RAP when you check out. You save 20% off your next order. There's free shipping for orders over $20 as well. So once again, remember, it's cushydreams.com. Use that promo code RAP and save 20% with free shipping for orders over 20. All right, where were we? So it was a little bit of a stressful trip, but I'm very, very happy to be back in New York now. Shout out to everyone that came out to the shows. We will be back down in Austin eventually. I know Rebecca is opening the Creek in the Cave in Austin in April. So I'm going to try to plan a Legion of Skanks show, also bring Zach down with me, and then we could do Kill Tony, which would be a ton of fun. So they ended up canceling Kill Tony anyway, which was...
Yeah.
Does she have a venue yet?
Yeah, she got a venue.
I was telling people that live in Austin, but I didn't know the venue. So people are kind of looking for that.
Yeah, I don't know.
The addresses or what it was called.
I think it was an old bar or whatever that she's taking over, but there's going to be a brand new Creek in the Cave down there, and I'm very, very excited. I love fucking Rebecca. She's the best.
So shout out to the Secret Group. Like, took such good care of us. Really fucking cool. And fucking, I was so impressed with, like, when you told us about that's where Skankfest was going to be, I was excited. Once I was there, dude, it's the perfect venue.
There's just, it's
a punk club.
Yeah, it's as good as Brooklyn Bazaar was, because Brooklyn Bazaar was the perfect venue for Skankfest. In fact, I'll make an announcement right now, because I know this email went out to ticket holders this morning, or maybe is going out this afternoon. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. If you guys want to come to Skankfest.
Are you ready for a deal?
Here's the deal.
Get ready for the deal.
Here's the deal. Shut the fuck up.
If you make my website.
I will tell you when Skankfest is going to be. Okay, so here's the deal. Skankfest South is moving, officially. It's officially moving to make it. Shut the fuck up, Shannon. To make it happen at the end of March, it would be a really big, difficult issue. It would be very, very difficult to navigate what we would have to do in order to give you guys the actual show. We have over
100. Plus, now they have to rebuild Texas.
We have 150 comedians over the course of 3 days. We're talking about, there's nothing like it. It's a fucking party, and you have to be able to, it feels like a house party. It's shoulder to shoulder with people. You have to be able to smoke blunts and make out with random chicks and share beers and pick up fucking bottles of water off a fucking table and drink them. If without that, It isn't Skankfest. You have to share germs in a very gross, disturbing way. That's how you make Skankfest Skankfest. But the reality is, to get that many comics to come down next month, it was going to be a difficult process. And we held off as long as we could, but we needed to get a couple variables in place before we can make this announcement. So here's the way it's going to work. Skankfest South is officially moving November 4th to November 7th at the Secret Group in Houston, Texas. November 4th to November 7th. It's 3.5 full days of fucking craziness. It's going to be incredible. After the summer, I really feel like things are going to be back to normal. Maybe they won't be. I mean, we could technically legally do Skankfest now if we wanted to do it. I'm concerned with comedians touring, people wanting to get together, the amount of people that would be on top of each other, I think makes people uncomfortable.
You just want to catch AIDS there, not COVID.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. That would be
no,
nice.
just get some boils.
Now, if you cannot wait until November for Skankfest South, well, check this out. We are putting Skankfest New York back on this summer.
Nice.
July 4th weekend, July 1st through 4th. July 4th is on a Sunday. Skankfest New York will be happening. Now, the details on this are still a little bit, you know, we don't have pen to paper yet with the venue. So we can't announce the venue, the location, any of that stuff, but it's happening. Even if that, for some reason, if it fell through with this venue and we don't get the deal we want to get, we have three other locations that are interested in doing it. People are starved for live entertainment in New York. This summer, this will be outdoors, so we will be able to separate people accordingly. I think that it's going to be, I mean, Skankfest, when it comes back, it's going to end up being the fucking a huge breath of fresh air. So if you cannot wait to go to Skankfest South in November, you can trade those tickets in for Skankfest NYC tickets for this summer, this July 4th weekend. So you have two options. You could just transfer them over for Skankfest South, or you could transfer them for Skankfest New York City. If you're already a ticket holder, you're going to get an email with directions on how to do that. If you've not gotten tickets yet, they will be going on sale somewhat soon for Skankfest New York, and obviously later on, probably in the summer, for Skankfest South. So just wanted to give everyone the lowdown on what's going on with Skankfest. We are coming back. We're planning two events this year, and Skankfest New York is coming back this summer, obviously barring any crazy shit. If there's a huge resurgence and legally we can't do it, but we feel pretty strongly that it's going to be able to happen. There's a lot of comedy festivals that are happening this summer. JFL just announced this summer as well. So yeah, that's that.
You should make t-shirts that say responsible ass dude.
I am a responsible
because
ass
that's
dude.
How I feel about that.
Fucking responsible. Well, I don't give a shit, dude. I would go out there and I would. I haven't.
Well, don't say that.
I don't care. I personally love your fans.
You don't want to get them sick.
They're already sick. I have no fear of getting sick from this virus. Day one, I never had any fear, much less now. But the reality is there's a lot of comics, and there's a lot of comics that are afraid, and there's a lot of comics that wouldn't be willing to do it during this whole crazy shit. So we have to sort of respect that. And there's a lot of fans that probably wouldn't be comfortable doing it. So Skankfest is coming back. SkankfestNYC.com is the website. If you have tickets already, you're going to get an email sometime today. So look out for that. All right.
You're a real nice guy.
I am a real nice guy. Real nice dude.
You're a real nice dude.
What's going on with your husband? He's beefing on the internet.
There's a lot of controversy.
There's a lot of controversy.
Yeah,
does he do that for money now?
Did you guys know he was a Nazi?
He is a Nazi.
He's a Jewish Nazi.
He's a muscly Jewish Nazi. Yeah.
But he's Nazi.
Yeah,
because he aligns with people that are trying to get comics work.
What is your perspective on all this? Because you don't really ever get involved. I never see you fucking chirping in.
I have a couple of times, and it's bitten me in the ass.
He's
always got a problem, so it's really hard to navigate through every single one. Mm. If they really start to like hit certain trigger, I fucking hate that word trigger. They hit buttons with me. Then I'm going to, like, what, I guess they've been, the guy accused him of, like, threatening some girl with, you know, the girl with rape for, I don't know, for years.
This is Jake Flores. Flores is saying that people have been threatening to rape his girlfriend. Is that, where does that even come from? It comes from the railroad spike joke?
The spike joke, which was years ago, and it was a character done by Chrissy Mayer. about, you know, like somebody said, just that show is so insane where they're like, oh, you know, they should, it's, they had a character, the railroad spike, and they should shove it up her ass. Like, it's not really a railroad spike. It was this character.
Was it, was the character really first, or did they make the joke first?
I think they made the joke first, but then.
And then Chrissy
character...
came in dressed up as a railroad spike, which is hilarious.
Maybe there was a joke. I don't even know.
Somebody just said
follow.
That girl needs a railroad spike shoved up her keister. Yeah. And then that's not a real, that's literally just, I'm saying a horrible thing.
They just like to say horrible things. They're just, it's atrocity after atrocity.
But where does it turn into, Jake Flores is saying that Aaron Berg has been threatening to rape women on the internet for years. This is the thing that he just says.
Yeah, he just says it.
He just
which
says
is
it.
Libel and slander because he's never, he would never threaten that. He never threatens. He just.
It's yeah. psychotic.
He just does it. No,
yeah, that would, that would blow the element of surprise.
Like if you're threatening it and you're waiting for it, then you can fight against it. But no, and he doesn't have a violent.
I thought you were saying he doesn't have a railroad spike.
He doesn't have a violent boner.
He has no railroad spike.
He's got
no
spike.
He doesn't
have one. He doesn't. And it's just because, I don't know, I guess they just want attention. And so he, you know, to incite him to be angry and then to come back at them. And it's just like, let the guys go. Who cares? He's not saying anything.
Yeah, nobody.
It's true.
Nobody would give a shit about Jake Flores ever. We would never mention this guy if he didn't make us his business every day. And I've been ignoring him on Twitter the past couple of weeks. He with the article, obviously, that Seth Simons wrote, he's been sharing it. How are you a fucking comic and sharing that? How are you a fucking comic? Like, at the very least, even if you agree with the article, how do you go, well, you know what? I want to align myself with the guy that is known for hating comedy.
Comedy
that is
itself.
Fucking
yeah.
crazy. This guy's gone after every comedy club, the Stand Up New York, New York Comedy Club, Eastville, the Comedy Cellar. I mean, all of the comedy clubs.
All of it. Yeah.
So what he's saying is essentially every comedy club is a
somehow
Nazi breeding
evil.
Ground. Alt-right fucking breeding ground. Every comedy club, all of the podcast networks are alt-right breeding grounds. We constantly platform fucking alt-right figures, which is just, it's a near immeasurable amount of times that alt-right people have even been on Gas Digital shows. Nearly immeasurable. Dave Smith has had two or three questionable figures on his show. Legion of Skanks has had two or three questionable figures on his show. Questionable from their perspective, mm-hmm. right? And that's it. That is the entirety of the fucking network.
Out of what, 500?
Out of 22 shows, thousands and thousands of episodes of shows. You're talking about a handful of shows. So if you're coming after us, why wouldn't you also go after Comedy Central or The News mm-hmm. or Vice or any mm-hmm. of these people that have done interviews with these people?
Don't you understand you're his Batman? You're his Batman to his Joker. He can't exist without you.
That is
you
true.
You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't have... I feel bad for him. I don't follow him. I don't tweet against him or the other guy.
Is it Seth
Simons.
Or Jake?
Both of them.
Yeah.
I think they're both pigeonholed in the same concept of being right. a comedian with no act,
mm-hmm.
with no jokes.
Without a punchline.
No venue.
Well, there's envy and jealousy. I mean, so much art since time immemorial has been created about envy and jealousy. Stories about it. Dramas just... plays, all kinds of shit. And that's in essence what it is. They're not getting attention for the thing that they want to get attention for. So instead, they're going to call people out and attack people because they can't get the things that the other people that they're attacking have.
I don't think it's as simple as that. I think you're on the right page, but I think it's more or less Jake, he claims to be a comic. I know Seth at one point was doing improv and had tried stand-up comedy. So these guys...
So never a comic.
They've never... gotten the accolades. They've never gotten that fucking, you know, when you go on stage and you kill and you start to be able to headline and you start getting fans and you start to, you're like, wow, this is fucking incredible. And there's like this crazy endorphin drip. This is why comics become obsessed with becoming comics, right? Because you go on stage, you kill once. This is why you see shitty comics doing it for 10 years. You're like, why is this guy still fucking in it? It's because some fucking drunk audience laughed at his horseshit a decade ago.
I'm right here, bro.
And he's chasing that dragon.
Yeah.
But that's what it is. So these guys have never had any success in stand-up or comedy or creating content. Their success came from writing shitty articles and getting people canceled. His biggest moment of his life will be the Shane Gillis moment. He'll never do anything bigger than that. That's his fucking big moment. And Jake... His biggest thing is he has this Twitter following because he's this Antifa tweeter who is constantly tweeting political stuff. It's why Dave Smith has more Twitter followers than me and Big J. It's because politics just sell. People follow it. They jump onto a message. It's not that Dave Smith has more fans or is more popular than me or Big J. It's just in that Twitter space, more people will follow somebody like that. He gets tons and tons of retweets. Yeah. He has a really, really big Twitter following. So Jake has never seen any sort of success except he has a few viral tweets. I know he tweeted something that made ICE or somebody show up at his house, or one of these like government organizations showed up at his house. So this has been his big in. It reminds me of Jamie Kilstein. You remember when Kilstein jumped the shark? And I talked to Kilstein about this on his podcast. Jamie used to be a regular comic. Jamie would show up to clubs. He did Conan. He did Montreal. I became friends with Jamie the same exact day I became friends with Big J. We went to go see Star Wars together. And Jamie, it's a fucking hustle. In the beginning, it's a real hustle, and it's a grind in order to make money, pay your bills, to do anything off of comedy. I couldn't even go back in time and tell myself the path and how to make it easier. It is just, it's the ebbs and flows. You got to find it.
Yeah.
So Jamie found some success with Citizen Radio, which was a super left-wing leaning podcast he did with his ex-wife, Allison. And it was like he went from struggling to pay his rent to now he's making like a grand a month off a podcast. And I remember that feeling where you're like, oh shit, dude, I'm paying my rent off my podcast. Mm-hmm. It is a really like, it's almost like
an empowering thing.
An empowering thing. You break through and you go like, wow, dude, I'm fucking doing it. And then it becomes addictive. I could even bring it back to me. Like I do fucked up jokes and that's been my path of success. And it is why I lean into it. But it's comedy. It's just telling jokes. Mm-hmm. These guys, the biggest success they've had has not been in telling jokes. It's been doing shit like this. So they're just constantly chasing that dragon. That's why Jake is just obsessed, because he doesn't get the feeling of, wow, dude, you're awesome. You're doing great things. He never gets that in the world of creating things, in the world of comedy. But every time he logs into Twitter and he starts tweeting about people being Nazis or alt-right or fucking whatever, he gets success in that every single time.
Right, but it's got to be exhausting trying to maintain all that stuff that you have for being somebody you're not.
Yeah.
No, do you know what I mean? Like, for example, like if you make a living off a podcast and you're just being yourself and you get to be whatever you want to be, that's awesome. You know, you're not stressing about, well, if I really start telling dirty jokes now, am I going to lose all my fan base? Am I going to lose my salary? These guys, they start believing in their own bullshit. Mm-hmm. That like, oh, I'm a fucking women's rights activist now.
Right.
You know, and they stick with it because that's where the money is. And it's got to be exhausting because now you gotta make sure all your tweets are PC.
That's crazy.
You got to go all the way back to that shit. That shit that killed Seth about being a creep or whatever, what they call him, like a
sex pest.
A sex pest, right.
I think the nature of it, though, is that they never believe that they're wrong. Most of the time, they think they're right. So he 100% thinks he's
right.
Well,
there's this moral thing where they go like, oh, I'm actually doing good for the world.
Yeah,
this is dead. Or it's about to be dead. There's this moral thing where they feel like they're doing good for the world. So then it's very much justified in the world.
Yeah.
But the reality is like, these guys know. Like Seth knows. He's done the research. Jake knows. Jake knows I'm not alt-right. He knows that I'm not a Trump supporter. Why keep saying it? Why keep on going down that path?
Get some retweets.
Of course.
Get some hits.
That's it. Because it's the only thing he's fucking got. So I really want to fucking fight Jake Flores. I really want to.
Yeah, but you know, I want to beat
his fucking ass, because he's such a little fucking twerpy bitch that spends all of his time. He just talks all of this shit on Twitter.
Oh, so much shit.
And then stares down at his fucking toes when approached.
Yeah.
What do you think the price would be that he would fight me in a cage? I bet
he would be like,
he's poor.
Yeah.
Have you seen the pictures of his home? He's disgusting. Like it's garbage and fucking just nasty shit on the fucking walls. See if you can find that. People tweet the picture that he tweeted one time. He was watching a movie and it was just fucking junk and garbage everywhere.
Like
he's
hoarders.
Poor. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like I could probably come up with a price that makes sense to get him to fucking fight me.
Are you trying $1 million man, Jake Flores? Yes.
You should do a GoFundMe.
Not a GoFundMe.
No.
I'll just pay him. I'll just pay him to fight me, and then we'll sell it on pay-per-view, and it'll fucking get a couple thousand buys, and it'll be money. Let's go.
Do you remember, like, back in the day, because he's not a long-time comic, or quote-unquote comic, right? Because do you remember, I mean, I tweeted it the other day. I said, do you remember way back when I started, it was like you learned how to get better punchlines. You learned how to work on your charisma or your character. You used to network, talk to the club owners, talk to the bookers, get friends with, you became friends with comics. That's what you did. Hone the skill, fight for things, be funny. That's what.
I'm sorry, Christine. What are you doing?
I don't know. I can't hear anymore because now I'm deaf.
Stop. Go.
No. Okay.
What's happening?
Get away from me. Right now. Get away.
Must be hard getting yelled at by somebody in a pink hoodie.
He's also wearing a pink hoodie, so he cancels it out.
He cancels it out. It's like a large labia.
Right. Okay. Let's make it short.
I found this picture. I believe he posted it.
That's Holy worse shit. Than I fucking thought. That is, look at this.
I don't even own a TV, bro. Oh, he does.
Hold on, let's see. Hold on,
I had to
see.
Hang these weird rent catcher things.
That is not feng shui.
Then went to one of them, finally gave me my mother. Didn't happen.
Do me a favor, Christine. Just mumble it. Just mumble it for everybody, because that's the way that people want to fucking hear.
Brown hell water.
Shannon, read this in a sexy voice, please. Jesus Christ. God damn it.
It looks like when you wake up in one of the Saw movies.
Read as fast as I.
Yeah, right.
I had to hang these weird.
No, with the sexy music.
Oh, I gotta move away from this for a second. Hold on.
Yeah. This pink hoodie is fucking hot.
It's about as pink as my face. Look at that.
Shannon, tell me what Jake has to say about his home.
Oh, tell us about his shitty, awful living situation.
I had to hang these weird rain catcher things last summer to siphon leaking roof water out the damn window. One of them finally gave in. My only regret is that it didn't happen last night during Thrones, because someone would have got slimed with opaque brown hell water.
Hell yeah.
During Thrones?
During Thrones.
Was he catching up?
Look at his disgusting fucking floor. Would you look at this? Look at all the fucking junk lying around. Look at the shitty furniture. That right there, that's a futon. He's got a futon as his actual couch in his living room. That living room is also his bedroom.
Does that room only have three walls?
There's pool cues, but no pool table.
Like open to the outside.
Bleach on the table in case his girlfriend thinks about killing again.
Yeah,
maybe he just killed up a dead. He just cleaned up a dead body there.
Yuck.
Because there used to be a rug on that floor. Look, there used to, or is that a rug?
If I lived like this, I would never post a picture of my home. If my house is a little bit messy, I won't post a picture.
No, you know.
I won't even post a picture if there's fucking like junk on my table. I'm like, you know what? That looks better. But yeah, it's still a shithole.
But look at the shit he puts on his walls. Like, he wants to be a monster.
That's some hipster house fucking. Me and my eight friends share this kitchen.
There's a mattress up there. Wait, that's the mattress?
There's a mattress in the kitchen? That's ridiculous.
That's great.
I did a home improvement because I'm old. I did a before picture, but it looked like shit. Of course.
Yeah, this is some like me and eight friends share this loft because we think we're being bohemian type bullshit.
Yeah. It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
What I was saying before the cracklies happened.
As soon as you talk, the cracklies start happening.
I know. I'm so energetic. I just really, it is me. Is it me? No, it's your arm.
Jake, home. Here, forget
How about
it. We won't have sounds. It's fine. Just do me a favor, Dylan, for future reference. You could actually. Would you like to tell me what I'm about to say, Dylan? This is a new thing. Dylan, do your impression of Lewis yelling at Dylan.
Doggy, can you do me a favor, dildo? I know it's not that fucking hard. It's simple as all you do is plug in the fucking iPad after every show, and guess what, dildo? It worked every show. Every show. No,
that's a pretty good impression.
Pretty good.
So thank you.
Goddamn.
Have less respect for yourself.
But if you know what I'm going to say, and you can, why not just always have, what would Lewis say? That should be in the back of your head at all times. Nah. What would Lewis say? No. Just, I mean, you know the answer here. You know the answer. I had to chew Dylan out last night. I won't even get into it. I had to chew you out last night. And I find myself getting myself, like, I call up, I'm not even that angry, and in the middle of it, I'm like, I'm actually way more fucking pissed than I think I am. Just learn the way to be, Dylan. Learn the way to be. What, you can say something?
I noticed halfway through you getting angrier, and then I like how by the end you always end with like you want something done, and then I just left you in silence for like 7 seconds. You were like, and then I was like, okay, Lewis. And you're like, okay, got what I wanted, and then you just hang up once someone just you just.
Well, usually what I do is this is the way it works. There's three modes to me calling and bitching at one of my employees. The first one is, like being puzzled. Like, why would this retard do this?
DEFCON 1.
I'm like, well, I don't really understand, Dylan. Why is this? Then I start to realize that he's a retard in the middle of it, and then I start getting myself angry. I'm like, you know what? It's as simple as this. And then I repeat that mode 3 or 4 times. I just repeat the same thing over and over again, but angrier and angrier and angrier. And then I realized that I've been talking down to an adult man like he was a fucking redheaded stepchild for the past 10 minutes. And I start to feel bad and I come back down to earth and I go, hey, dude, I'm not giving you shit right now, dude. I think you're doing a great job, but we got to do this. And then I go through one more angry mode and then I hang up.
At any point, is there a mode 4 where you realize I got to stop hiring idiots?
Nope. The problem is you can't teach these people passion. They're all so passionate, but they're retarded. Imagine the passion of a retard, but the mental capacity of a retard. Say one thing about retards. They're passionate about whatever
all in.
They're doing.
Yeah.
Pudding,
yeah.
Ice cream.
Stealing cake.
Pudding, stealing ice cream.
I'll give you a
Tune on crackers. Guess who'll stink?
Guess who'll stink? Get a little zagger snake there. I'll share that with you.
Do you remember what you did to get successful or to get attention or to get spots? Because I need to get back to this because I can't finish the fucking thought. Do you remember?
What do you mean, what?
Do you remember, like, do you remember when you first started? All the things that you did, the hustle, all of that, like being out in front of people, mm-hmm. fighting for. Do you remember
Yeah, we all have a thing.
Yeah, the terms. Right.
I had to pretend to like him.
At any point in all of that experience, in the years that you did that, would you have ever, like, called people Nazis, be like, fuck you, and fuck all about every club owner, thinking that you would get success?
You just gave me a great idea.
Fuck
Should
all.
Should we do it?
Let's start calling them Nazis. That's a so fucking smart. Brilliant idea. Right?
Yeah.
Just a little tit a tit, a little tit for tat.
A little tit for tit.
Tit for tit.
Let's
go. Yeah.
I think this is a great idea. We're just going to call them alt-right and call them Nazis.
Just call them N-words.
Yeah.
That would be even funnier.
I've tried that route. Did nothing for me. Did nothing. Okay, we must thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. YoKratom sells the highest quality Kratom on the planet and for cheaper than you're going to get it anywhere else. Maybe you're used to buying your Kratom from a gas station or a smoke shop or some weird Kratom dealer on a corner somewhere. You don't have to do that. You don't even got to leave your house. You can literally be high on Kratom in the morning, in the afternoon, at night. Never have to leave the comfort of your own bed because YoKratom will deliver you high quality Kratom at wholesale prices right to your door. $60 kilos. Home of the $60 fucking kilo. When's the last time you bought a kilo? It's been since your fucking drug dealing days in Colombia. It hasn't happened. It's not happening anymore.
Back when we used to wear white suits and live in Miami.
Back when we were fucking real men. But now that we're old men, guess what? The only kilos we're getting is YoKratom.com. We're not telling you to get into Kratom. We're really talking to the people that already have a problem, okay? This is for you. You don't need a kilo of Kratom if you're just dipping your finger in, okay? This is for the Shannons of the world, the Kurt Metzgers of the world, the real Kratom addicts out there.
Real pieces of shit.
Get it from YoKratom.com. YoKratom. YoKratom.com. Go there now. They support us. Support them as well. Home of the $60 kilo. Okay, where were we?
No.
Okay. Let's, I watched back Monday's Real Ass Podcast. I was pretty high.
You were having a good time.
I was having a good time.
That. Well, here's the thing. Lewis went to Roll Blunt for everybody, but then I think everybody was like, we're not going to smoke.
We're not sharing a blunt.
So he smoked the whole thing.
Smoked the whole blunt.
But he's not, like, Lewis is so genuinely nice that he'll take a hit, offer it to everyone, go, oh, no, take another hit, and then immediately go, guys, anybody? And it's just him passing it to himself.
Do you have to finish a whole blunt? Do you have to?
In his head, he smoked a blunt with everybody.
Could you have put it out?
Yeah, in his head,
somewhere?
We all smoked a blunt.
There's something very...
It just never left his fingers.
Is it sad?
As a Puerto Rican, I feel like if I were to clip a blunt... That's like a black guy eating chicken wings on the subway. It's like, you don't want to have everyone see you the way they think you are. I'm not clipping a blunt, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to smoke that blunt right until the end.
So it's a shame thing.
I don't need to act like a Puerto Rican.
I think it's growing up poor, when you grow up poor and when your family doesn't have enough blunt to go around for the whole family.
Like, I can't
you just
like,
want
throw
to be
out
able
a glass
to,
of wine.
To, you know, you don't waste. Water.
So you what happened waste. Was I was skiing with my chick like a month ago. I guess we went skiing. And on that trip, she brought weed. And I made a decision that I can smoke weed while I'm on vacation. I cannot, I do not have any moderation in me at all. Because within a week, I'm like, oh, every night's a little vacation, right? And then within 2 weeks, I'm pushing back what the nighttime definition is more and more and more until eventually nighttime is morning and I'm just smoking weed all day. And I'm so dumb when I'm high. I operate on probably 10% of my mental capacity when I'm stoned, where and I operate at 10% of most people's mental capacity when I'm not stoned.
Ooh.
So
nice.
So guess what, Shannon? Guess what, Shannon? Go ahead. You can guess. Say it like Lewis would say. Go ahead, Shannon. Go.
I'm gonna be sober again.
That's what's up, nigga.
I am gonna be sober again. 2 days now, back off weed. Holy shit, everyone.
Boom shakalaka.
Another sound.
Stay out of my face, weed. Not now. I don't need you in my fucking life. I'm sharper, I'm better. I realized I got with my girlfriend as well when I was sober and we were having this intense, long conversation just about fucking life. And now I've been getting stoned and I'm just like, just staring at her. It's so fucking bad. It's really bad for me. So I am officially sober again. No more drugs, no more alcohol. I haven't drank since December 7th, but I'm off the weed again.
Is sex Somebody better high or sober?
Sex, no difference.
Notice. Somebody asked me if you were drunk, and I defended you, and I said that I know for a fact you haven't had a drink.
No, I haven't drank at all. Yeah, drinking was never my poison, though. Weed is definitely my poison. So you guys will be happy to know that I will not be crazy stoned, but some people like it. Some people are like, oh, that's the Lewis we fucking love. But it's too much. I need to be fucking on fucking point right now. So
I need to be, you know, snapping.
I couldn't snap if I had a blunt in my hand.
So what do you?
I need to be enjoying a jazz performance.
So what have you seen as far as being sober now? What do you, compared to when you were smoking a lot of weed? How does that? Have you seen any results yet?
Yes, massive results. Well, first of all, this whole week in Texas, I just ate like a fucking savage, like just shitty food the whole time. So I probably put on 20 pounds in a week. It was another one of those 20-pound weeks. I looked at myself on stage for the show, and I was like, holy shit, I am a fucking whale. And then I looked to stage right, and I saw Zach, and I was like, you know what? I'm not that bad.
I'm doing all right. But then we went to Texas, and to be honest, I'm doing okay, too.
You're not doing bad for Texas, Zachy.
I am a Texas 6.
You're a Texas 10. Texas 6.
That's so. The other thing everyone keeps telling me. Everyone tells me to save your life, Zach. Everyone's like, you got to save Zach's life. You got to save Zach's life. Look, the man has been enjoying some quarantine food, okay?
Listen, I'll be honest with people. You know for a fact, I fucking threw out my back and quarantine happened.
Yeah.
I'm working on it again. I'm moving. I'm doing a little better now. I'm already down a little.
Well, you don't have to ride a jazzy yet, do you?
No, I'm doing
good. No, you're fine. I think that's when the intervention happens.
Yeah. It's good that you add more toppings on your bad health with your dipping.
Dude, an intervention.
This is not dip.
It's coffee.
This is coffee.
That's coffee.
Yeah. Coffee grinds.
He puts bubble gum in his gums, yeah. Like his dip.
Yeah, no, I quit dip. This is coffee grinds.
So it gives you like a little caffeine buzz?
Yeah.
Interesting.
An intervention for a heroin addict is so much easier than an intervention for a fat friend.
Yeah. you can't stop eating food. You know what I mean?
It's just so uncomfortable. I was like, I would rather let Zach die than have to approach him about helping him get in shape. That's crazy. So
once I have another wrestling match, I took off 40 pounds last time.
This is it, Zach. You and I are both going. We're starting it this week. The Real Ass Diet Challenge.
Nope, not doing it. Not getting laid on the show ever again. Hated Chris that. Scopo.
Don't ruin my flow, Chris Scopo.
I think I'm still owed a hand job from Karen Feehan.
You are still owed a hand job from Karen Feehan. For how much weight did you lose?
You kept moving the goalpost.
Yeah.
It was lose 30 pounds.
And did you? You did.
Yeah, I lost 40. And then they're like, well, no, lose another 10. And then he just kept moving it.
And we gotta get Karen back said on the yes. show. Christine. Zach, Aaron wouldn't even care. Will you jerk off Zach if he loses 50 pounds?
With my feet?
Oh, shit.
Even better. Say.
60.
If you lose,
put a railroad spike up my ass, I'll go 70.
If you lose 80, I'll do it with my feet.
And I'll tell you, if you gain 30.
If you lose 80. If you lose 80.
If you gain 30, I'll do it with my feet.
But the only reason I bring it up, Zach, is because I feel so fat right now. I can't complain about being fat when I'm sitting next to you.
No, I know. Quarantine, I have to. Quarantine fucking murdered me.
Yeah, quarantine is not good. But we will get back at you. All right.
I'll do it on my own. I'm doing it. I just don't want to wait on the show because I don't want people fucking tweeting me about it and fucking messaging me about it.
Could we put you up against the wall and draw your outline and then we'll see
every week? Yeah,
how it shrinks. I like that.
Like my son's height on the wall. We'll just draw an actual outline of you. Is that a good idea?
Yeah.
All right.
Which wall, though? That one.
We do need a new mural outside as well, so maybe we'll do it outside.
You don't want the overall factory to go out of business, though.
Listen, this is a very comfortable and, I would say, fashion-forward look.
I love it. I like
the overalls, and I was going to wear mine today.
CK in the Racist Live Chat says, okay, honesty time. Who's into feet?
I am.
Are you?
Feet don't do it for
big
me.
Big time. Bothers the shit out of girls. I don't know why. I don't know why girls hate feet so much. Do you hate feet? Like, if I wanted to suck on your toes, like, say you were not, you know, married or whatever.
I don't know if it's the
and
feet.
And I was hot.
No,
I think it's you.
It might be me,
yeah,
but
it's probably you.
You really think it's me?
Well, I have girls, they like when I suck on their toes. And I'm not even a big toe guy, but it's a new thing in my old age. I've gotten much more into feet. I find myself more often than not putting a big toe in my mouth while I'm fucking my chick. Just the other day, and I shit you not, I was having sex. And I took both of her big toes and I put them in my mouth. So her legs
like
were
her
off. And her big toes were fish hooking me.
Like Clockwork Orange.
Yes, dude. I was fish hooking myself with her big toes.
Dude, when a girl wears like really pretty nail polish on her feet and she has nice feet, because some girls don't have nice feet.
My
some
feet
girls have big
were
flint.
In my engagement letter that Aaron gave to me because I've got real great fucking feet.
Let me see.
That's awesome. Yeah, can you take
I don't
feet
have any toenail
Anthony,
polish
Anthony, you're
on
such
right
a creep.
I
did
would
it
show you.
Under the radar. I was like, oh, let me see. But
I
was
taking my feet out.
Should bring the energy down,
out?
Anthony.
Should I take my feet
what?
Out?
What? No. What are we doing?
You got too excited.
There's no polish on them.
Let's see.
I'm trying
let's
to make
see.
Up for all my
feet.
Past.
Hold on.
Let's see. This is the thing. Like people will pay.
I've got good
yeah,
feet.
You're tiny, so it's yeah. Those are perfect.
Those are
look,
nice feet.
I can do stuff with my feet. Look.
Yeah, those are
they
decent feet.
They stink
yeah.
though.
Do they stink?
No, I'm just kidding.
Do they?
No, I'm
joking.
Smell
my foot.
They smell like Aaron's act. Shannon.
Let's stop those, feet
let's
shaming
see those,
my,
let's see those toes.
My wife.
No, my
Christine,
toes.
It showed your feet. Sorry.
My toes aren't done. It's not that they're not polished, but they have to be like repolished.
Let me
so,
see.
No.
You wouldn't show the feet on for no. the fans?
I hope I get an OnlyFans.
I want to make this very clear. Because we asked Alex to show her feet on the show on Legion of Skanks the other day, and she was like, no, guys are creeps. They're going to fucking start creeping
oh, that,
on my feet.
That too. I didn't even think about that. Yeah,
oh, you weren't thinking
problem.
About that?
I don't no. care. If you really care about my feet, it's
who
my feet.
Who cares?
It's okay, a, well, it's Alex my feet. Definitely has weird Sideshow Bob feet.
Yeah, she's got knuckles everywhere.
Yeah. <She's> There's no way out. Alex's feet are definitely like an orangutan, a Tim Burton drawing.
Eight or ten too many knuckles in her fucking toes. So I understand Alex. Her toes look like fingers.
Yeah.
Those are adorable, though.
You
have really nice feet.
Really cute feet.
Yeah. It's so benign. Like, if somebody's attracted to a foot, I'm like, it's so random that it's like being attracted to somebody's nose. So it's like, I'm not going to hide my fuck. Who cares? Shannon, so you would show your feet if they were done?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, briefly.
Mine,
but yeah,
oh, but she also has
part.
Really nice nails, though. Like,
I bet you
cares.
Shannon's got hot little fucking feet.
No, they're not. I just feel like white, well, I feel like you kind of disprove this, Christine, but I feel like white women in general normally have a longer, skinnier toe. And like Hispanic women have
chubby,
like adorable,
toes.
Short little toes.
Yeah.
So what are you?
I'm white.
I've never asked Shannon what she is.
Hi, I'm Shannon. Nice to meet you. I'm white. I'm Italian, Dutch, and German. But yeah, I wouldn't say. But I did date a guy with a foot fetish. So
he would suck on your toes.
Yeah.
And did you enjoy it?
It's fine. I'm
Shannon
really
with sexy music. With the sexy music, please. Jesus. So tell us about this.
If anybody wanted to touch my feet, Aaron doesn't want to really. I mean, he likes my feet, but he doesn't want to.
It's such a waste. Like,
that's actually
feet.
Better.
Yeah, no, you should tell us about your feet to the Michael Myers music.
Keep that on. Tell us about this guy who loved your feet.
Yeah, he was just really into feet. He always liked to put my feet in his mouth or have me do things with my feet.
What do you have to do with your feet?
Just like, I mean, I don't have the dexterity in my feet to have jerked him off with my feet, but I touch his.
Because it's not even dexterity in your feet. It is to jerk somebody off with your feet.
It's your thighs.
It's your hips.
Yeah.
It's all in the hips.
It's all in the hips. You got to fucking.
You got to do a lot
of.
In
order to jerk a man off with your hips.
It's butterfly. You got to stretch the butterfly stretch.
How do you, what do you, would you do? You, do you have to. How do you jerk a man off with your feet? Can we all practice jerking?
You
got
to look.
Let me see, Zachy.
You got to go like this.
You got to do that move. I can't do it.
You gotta lean back.
You gotta be in bed. He's laying down and you're sitting on him. Like crisscross applesauce almost. Yeah, like that. And you fuck the soul. Yeah. But you want
but I
want
to create a hole with my
yeah, but you have to be able to use the muscles
take
of your
socks,
feet.
Take your socks off.
Squeeze.
What, dude?
It's the abductors.
I would rather suck a real dick than do that again just now. Right now, just to do that motion. It's so much effort.
Yeah. It's a lot of effort. Yeah,
you want to be him laying down and you sitting over him.
But no, the you can also do one and then the other one over.
Have you jerked off with your feet?
No, I just think I would know how to do that.
You
have. You jerked off.
Don't get shy now.
I think maybe in my 20s. I don't remember.
You never took a shot on your feet, so to speak?
A shot?
Jesus Christ,
a little load? A little load? No, oh, there we go. No. Let's see.
Oh, there you are.
See, I told you.
Who's Zach and me?
That's a Texas 6 right there.
That's a lot.
She doesn't have a good squeeze.
I guess that's
on
not
there.
That's not hip. That would be.
Why is she making that with her face? What's that?
That's the increase.
That's the knee joint. What is she working right there?
Well, abs.
Her core.
Abs,
sure.
And then the abductor, the
look
inside of the thigh.
Look at that guy's fat cock.
Good for him.
Yeah, I think
that rules.
I think you need a big dick. Family it makes family. It easier to fuck your cock with.
You know what I feel like the best way to do this would be? Lie down, put your feet up, let me fucking shove them together and just. Fucking,
yeah.
Fucking.
Oh, yeah, Tarantino style.
Yeah, you gotta
style.
Squeeze. Yeah. You gotta squeeze the feet together for her.
She should work for it, though. I think if you're nice enough to fuck her feet, she should do a little
more. She's nice enough to fuck you with her feet.
I don't know.
There was an Asian broad years ago that tried to Me Too Tarantino, and she's like, he took me home, and he pressed my feet together and fucked him, and then he just jerked off on my feet, and he never called me again. And everyone was like, yeah, you went home with Quentin Tarantino. What did you think was gonna happen,
yeah.
Stupid?
Yeah. Shannon, does it weird you out if a guy is really into your feet off the top?
You mean before we've ever had sex? I'm like, after
you hook up the first time. You hook up the first time, boom, he pops your big toe in his mouth. Maybe he pops both of them.
So you go out with me, right?
It's like the scene from The Joker.
Why are you so serious?
I guess it depends how it's presented. Like if they don't seem like a crazy person about it, because I'm not going to shame anybody for their fetish, but as long as they're not too crazy about it right off the bat, I guess it's okay.
If they don't kiss beforehand and he goes right to the feet,
that's weird.
That's weird.
Oh,
that's
you go to kiss and he goes whoop, gotcha, bitch,
and he slips down.
Switcheroo.
Yeah, I when I'm if I get really into sex, it's almost like the way you want to the same way you want to kill a puppy that's too cute. You ever see a puppy, you're like, oh, I want to fucking strangle that thing.
I just want to squeeze it.
That's what I feel like. If I'm really turned on by a chick, I want to beat her with an inch of her life while I'm fucking her. It is just this fucking visceral, oh. But, yeah.
That's
interesting. Does your girlfriend have nice feet?
Yeah, she's got little tiny feet.
Yeah, it's great.
Little tiny Jew feet.
That's nice.
Little tiny Jew feet.
Yeah, they're hooves.
You suck on our horns.
Yeah. She's got deer legs. They go backwards and she has hooves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about some of these other things. We haven't even touched a note today and we're an hour into the show.
Banging her, licking her horns.
I gotta feed my meter in 40 minutes.
Stares at her like.
Yeah, I got it. My meter too is in 40 minutes. We'll be done. We'll be done
we'll
in
go together.
Half an hour.
Feed together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
So let's talk about something. Do me a favor, Dylan. If I don't go over the stories from 3 weeks ago, let's not just keep on bringing the same stories in. In fact, Dylan, how would I say this to you? Go ahead.
I mean, that was pretty good. I'm just going to defend myself. I think the video at the end, you're missing, dude. I think you're missing some good video. Raid racist old lady spits on caregiver. Come, what are we doing here?
Ready did it on Legion of Skanks.
Fuck that! I don't watch that shit. It's bad.
So you guys know the Legion of Skanks, because we do so much production on this show and there's so many notes. The Legion of Skanks team gets to coast.
What?
Because yeah, they just live off your notes.
Yeah, they live off your notes. What I do is when I'm going into playing Legion of Skanks, I just look at all the notes we didn't touch.
Like one of those birds that lives on a crocodile. That's Alex with her fucking big Joker seat. Alex just picks stories off of the ground with her big feet. It does circus tricks.
She just fucking she stabs the piece of paper with her fucking side bunion. Just fucking brings it up. Alex is very bird-like. I do have to say that. So, all right, let's talk about some of these stories here.
Alex lives on Big J and picks bugs off of them.
Yeah. Let's go with Shannon's story. Shannon's stories are always so much better.
They're not great today. There was a lot of Texas stuff. I figured, you know, you would talk about that on your own. It's just they're not great. I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's see the disabled fish, Shannon. All right. It's time for another retarded-ass Shannon story.
Oh, wait. I'm not ready.
Go ahead.
I'm not ready.
Come on. Retarded-ass Shannon story. Shannon's retarded-ass story of the day. Because Lewis loves giving shit to his producer, Shannon.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, yeah.
God, Shannon, what is this?
Okay, so this is, it's so stupid, but I thought you would have fun making fun of it when I'm pulling up the video. But so there is apparently goldfish are prone to having their water bladder, which is what helps them stay afloat, become not working.
Goldfish.
Dysfunctional, yeah. And so there are a couple of people that have created a life vest type thing so that the fish can continue their lives and swim. Here's one.
All this for a 25-cent animal.
An animal with a 3-month life expectancy.
Yeah.
What is it missing, though? I don't understand.
It's missing the thing that keeps it floating, the water. So I'd assume a water bladder takes in
air?
Something so that it is buoyant, right?
Yes, exactly.
So that filter system probably does that for it.
So then the fish just lies on the bottom of the tank and does this till it dies?
Upside down, yes. It just sinks upside down.
Which is just what happens when you have a goldfish for a week.
I guess the bladder's on top of the fish.
Every time I've gone to the carnival and won a goldfish in a bag, that goldfish died in that bag.
Well, what a great scam.
Because you got to take the goldfish out of the bag.
Well, it's a brilliant scam when pet stores did. Like, they used to have a street fair when I grew up, and it would literally be like, throw the ping pong ball, and if it lands in the thing, get a goldfish.
Yeah.
But then you realize you have to buy fish food, a tank, rocks, and then the thing's dead in a week.
I just give him Benny and Jerry's ice cream, fish food. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
If Betty called it Benny and Jerry's.
Benny and Jerry's.
Benny. Jerry.
Okay, that's Shannon, that was a retarded ass story.
Puerto Rican version Benny and Jerry's.
That was a stupid story.
I thought you'd make fun of it more.
No. How do you get that fucking thing on that goldfish? How the fuck? You got to take it out of the water, right? And put it on? Like, yeah, you can't.
The amount of goldfish that.
Thing's going to die before you even get it.
Exploded in somebody's fingers as they're trying to get the thing.
Well, we're working another one.
We don't have a COVID vaccine. We don't have a COVID vaccine, but here's a fucking fish life jacket. There you go, asshole.
My son wants a pet, and I don't know what to get him.
He'll be goldfish.
I'm not getting him
a dog.
Mm. I'm not getting him a cat.
Bearded lizard. Amazing pet.
Bearded, why do you say that?
Because they're low maintenance. You don't have to fucking take them out for walks and stuff. They stay in a tank, but they're lovable. Like they know stink? You. What? No, they don't
pig.
Smell.
They eat
smell.
Crickets, Lewis.
They eat crickets.
Ooh,
which is hot. You gotta watch them eat that shit live. It's awesome. It's like,
do they eat anything besides crickets? Do they eat vegetables? Anything that doesn't make noise in my
mouth? I had one. Vegetables, like celery, like lettuce.
A turtle.
That's how I had to get rid of all his vegetables.
I would just like throw them in the tank.
Here's my buddy has an iguana or whatever. Dude, those things stink.
They stink.
Yeah, but they're shit.
I dated a guy with a few iguanas.
Did you?
He lived in a trailer.
What was he into?
Of course he did.
He was definitely into feet, that guy.
He was into feet.
Feet and lizards. I like watching the lizards on your feet.
Shannon, pull up a list.
You
want to
see my sword collection?
Easiest pets. That's what I want. I want
I'm telling you, bearded dragon.
Pet.
They don't smell bad. They don't smell
bad. Their shit smell, though, if you don't.
Not really, though. I mean, like, if you just leave it in the tank for 3 weeks.
But
yeah,
a hedgehog.
A hedgehog is actually pretty cute.
It's cute.
I think they're a lot of fucking work.
Are they pets?
I don't think can they're legal.
Ferrets are only legal in like half the
states.
Okay,
ferrets are the most white trash pet.
And they stink.
They smell.
They're
half cat, half lizard. I don't know what they are, but they're fucking.
They're weasels.
I feel like it's a rat.
It's a big rat.
I feel like they're from a different planet. It makes no sense. I had a buddy of mine It was like a kid who was racist and used to bully me when I was a child. This racist bully that lived next door to me used to have ferrets. And he trained his ferrets to attack me and my brown family.
They're the most white trash animal.
They just bite. You would play with them. They did not want to be held. They wanted to get away. They fucking... What, Shannon?
You need a permit to own a hedgehog or a ferret in New Jersey.
Wow.
What about sugar gliders?
Oh,
Zach loves anything
sugar
with sugar.
Sugar gliders are cute.
He really does.
What about sugar?
He's like, how about a chocolate Labrador?
You can have a sugar glider in New Jersey.
Ooh, they're
Those are cute.
Cute.
They're
What's
really
a sugar glider?
Look them up.
It's like a little flying squirrel, kind of.
Yeah.
They are pretty hot. Mm-hmm. You live in New Jersey now? Or?
No, we're going. Good for March 19th.
You. My mom used to have parakeets. As a kid,
I hate fucking birds.
My mom killed my stepdad's parakeet.
My cat killed the parakeet by knocking the cage over and just fucking batting around the cage. You couldn't even get into it, but eventually it
beat it to death.
It was so many different things rolling on top of this bird that it was just like, we found the bird like this in the cage, and the cat was just fucking flipping the cage over. It was crazy.
You see, sugar gliders are fucking cute, dude.
Let me see. Go pull it back up.
That's real cute.
Can we see one in action? We have a video podcast.
Imagine that coming at you in the night. It's so cute.
I feel like those would be the best to practice shooting with BB guns.
Come on, buddy.
Pull.
Now I want a sugar glider.
That thing is cute. What is it eating? Human.
Cum.
Bread?
Oh, it's Jake Flores.
Is that rice? It's so small.
Yeah, they're really tiny.
Maggots. Do they eat maggots?
Oh, he's cute. Yeah, how much is a sugar glider, and how do I find one for my son?
$4,000, I bet.
My niece would love a sugar glider. She would love it.
I would love one, too.
Yeah, but where do they stay? Like, do they have a cage?
Yeah,
they go around.
Stay in a cage.
Where do they poop?
But don't put it in a cage, dude. Just let it
go.
They poop like birds. Like, you fucking just like get shit on.
I really want a sugar glider.
How much is a sugar glider, Shannon? And how do we get one shipped to my home?
Look out. There is a New Jersey exotic pets store that
sells
them. Where?
I'm trying to find the size, the price.
Let's see.
Hey, Siri, how much is this?
Dylan's saying $200 to $500.
That's not bad.
I said $4,000.
That's not bad. $200 to $500?
Well, I find out how long they live, though, if you're going to be spotting $400 on
and
them.
And what's the sicknesses that they, like the illnesses that they would have to take care of? At the vet.
My bearded dragon cost me $50, and if that thing gets sick, I would have fucking just threw that shit right in the garbage like that.
My dog. 12 years?
Wow, that's not bad.
It's like a dog.
Wow.
My dog had to get extractions 2 days ago. He's a Chihuahua. 42 teeth. No. And fucking
I'll do it for free.
To the tune of $2,300 to get teeth pulled out of a fucking
Dude,
Chihuahua.
Anything that requires going to the vet is fucking garbage.
Yeah, it's insane.
Fuck that.
So if
can you
can
do
get
like
sick,
you, like the emergency room, can you give a fake name and social security number?
No,
not
they
pay?
Need the card right on spot.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. No, it's not COVID screening at the airport.
I found this homeless sugared, whatever it's called.
Sugar glider.
Sugar baby.
Can we see some more videos of sugar gliders in action? Because I feel like I can't have them shitting all over my furniture.
You can also feed them cooked meat, so you don't have to feed them live, gross things.
Oh, that's adorable.
Aww. How do you not want that?
Oh, it's the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's literally the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. Oh, look at his dick.
My friend has a sugar glider.
Just like sucking his dick.
That you have to, as a comic, though, who's always gone, you'd have to fucking have somebody, like, watch it, though.
It's like a cat that can fly.
Yeah, it's a flying kitty.
It's a flying kitty cat. How do you not want that? Look, I will not take a regular kitty cat, but if it could fly.
Yeah, they got a cage that they're going to
Wow, look at them.
So I think they with those, you get like a tall cage.
Can you look up, do sugar gliders stink like ass?
I bet you they do.
I bet you they stink like ass.
I bet you they stink like ass.
I bet you they're like gerbils. I bet
oh my
you
gosh, gerbils can be stinky. Like
oh my God, that's actually
they're
I
like
would
kind of a raccoon.
I would
kind
throw
of a cat,
that into a blender.
A
if I opened that up and there was that many rodents inside of it, I would throw it directly into my blender.
It says
I would fucking fruit juice those sugar bets.
It says sugar gliders are not known to smell bad. They, like cats, keep themselves clean.
Was this written by a sugar glider? I feel like everything is too perfect. Yeah. No, sugar gliders are great. They suck your dick and they bring money into the house.
They make the house smell better. Their cum tastes good.
Oh, shit. Negrology. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that. Negrology in the Race Alive chat. It is Swastika. Negrology Swastika. That's his name officially.
It says Christian.
He says
name.
Lewis couldn't even take care of a dog.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I have a list of pros and cons for the sugar gliders.
And I could take care of a dog. Let me respond to that. I didn't. It's different.
It's a big difference.
It's a fucking choice. Huge difference. I could have taken care of that dog all the live long day, but I chose not to. Sport was such a good dog, too. Like, there'd be times where I didn't come home for a day, and he'd just sit at the door. Not shitting everywhere. Like, such a good dog.
Oh, you didn't shit. You're a good dog.
How long did that dog live?
He's still alive.
He's still alive?
Beatrice has him.
Holy shit. Beatrice, he's got to be like 20 years old right now, right?
15, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, that's he's a long old, time for a dude, Jack his Russell. Balls have dropped.
Yeah, he's a fucking
they
old
hang
man.
Down
he's
to got, the
he's
got,
both of his eyes have the fucking...
They're like foamed over.
Yeah, they're like white, and he fucking just like, he has no energy anymore. Like, he's not even excited right. to see me. It used to be when I would walk in, he would jump on me and lick me and run all over the place. Now he just like, shits and fucking starts coughing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He looks like the Crypt Keeper. Have you ever seen the Crypt Keeper from Tales from the Crypt? That's what Sport currently looks like.
You ditched him at a good time then.
Yeah.
It's good that he got old. Like, who wants an old dog?
All three
dog?
Of them, really, if you think about it.
Who wants an old dog?
I abandoned everybody.
Oh, there he is.
Sport. They're Sport. Oh, he's so cute.
Aww.
Yeah. What else about sugar glider, Shannon? You were going to tell me?
Pros and cons.
Yeah. Well, here are the cons. It says they're nocturnal animals, so they're going to want to do their fun stuff at night.
Okay.
They're colony animals, which they say like they're very high energy and they do better when they're with friends.
You gotta buy like five of them.
I'm not buying five sugar gliders.
Two. What
Maybe,
about two?
No, he's getting one.
He's getting one.
He's getting one sugar glider. One lonely daytime sugar glider.
No. Oh, also, the babies cost $200 to $500. Adults, $100 to $150.
Well, because the babies are so cute. Because the babies are the cutest things we've ever seen in our lives. Why would we get an adult sugar glider? I'm gonna fucking get a fucking go to the pound and get a fucking rescue sugar glider.
It's like getting a 15-year-old. Orphan, why would you do that?
Don't give me that old piece of shit sugar glider. I want a new one.
Just break its wings.
That's so funny.
Is it not wings? Fly.
Break its back fat. What does it fly on? What does it fly? It's not wings. Fine, Shannon.
It's like a bat.
He's got skin.
No, bats have wings. This guy's got fucking like loose skin like me.
Is that whatever?
He saw you in your tank top. He's got the stretch marks.
Yeah,
on.
Dude. Yeah, dude. I get it. What, Shannon?
He's looking up what it's called that makes them fly. Oh, I can't read that word. There you go.
Give me some more pros and cons. They have a pentagon. They're Satanists.
Patagium. Patagium?
A patagium. It extends their fingers along the sides of their bodies and toes. Like webbing, they glide in much the same way so-called flying squirrels. I love how, like, there's apparently a beef between sugar gliders and flying squirrels.
So-called
flying squirrels. I think not. This sugar glider is the best writer this side of Seth Simon's. I want to
last
subscribe
thing
to his
sugar glider wants is flying squirrels to move in next door.
It's true. Let's give me some more pros and cons, Shannon.
They have specific nutritional needs that you must meet. It says they like to glide around the house, and if you leave out sweet tasting things, they're going to steal them.
Stolen cake.
Ah, my stolen cake.
He stole my stolen cake.
I mean, to have a little cute thing that steals candy around your house.
It looks
and then
at
you'd
you
be
kind
so
of
much fun. Skinnier.
It'd be so cute.
Yeah, it's off on the shelf, right? Dude. You got a little thing that steals
leave
candy.
Leave your food out.
Sugar gliders.
Yeah.
Let's. All right, what else, Shannon? I don't leave sweets out.
Okay.
So I'm not worried about that.
Hence the name sugar.
Also, it's my house, my rules. This thing's going to sleep when I go to sleep. I'm telling you right now. There's no doubt about it.
Can you imagine you're sleeping and you just hear like...
across. Where's my candy? Where's my sleep candy? Go ahead.
They require extensive time to bond. It says they're often given to shelters and rescue organizations because it takes a lot of work, patience, and time to bond with them adequately.
Oh, fuck that, dude.
To bond with them adequately?
You have to bring the sugar. If I'm not bonding
with
everywhere.
My child, I'm not bonding with a fucking sugar
glider. I bought
glider.
This thing so I wouldn't have to bond with my child.
Well, what if my child and the sugar glider bond with each other, two birds, one stone?
Right.
On top of perfect. Your Audi.
And then I don't touch my fucking Audi.
But if you put the sugar glider on top of the Audi, there wouldn't be a dent.
My luck. The sugar glider would get loose inside of the Audi. I'm just driving on the highway. They're flying.
He breaks your sun, brings him in without you knowing.
Just open the sunroof. Goodbye. Where do they live? Where do sugar gliders live? I love
Where
the fact that
from?
Today's whole episode is about sugar gliders. Where do they live normally? Like, if it got too hot in the kitchen, so to say, could I let it just go live in the wild?
Sorry. I'd say no. Australia, Indonesia, and Papua New Guinea.
Papua New Guinea? Okay.
Maybe you should get a kangaroo.
That's actually good.
It should live in the oven.
Can you eat sugar glider? Worst case scenario, how much meat is on a sugar glider? If you were naked and afraid and you caught a sugar glider, you would fucking bite that thing's head off like Ozzy Osbourne.
About 5 ounces of meat.
Yeah, I bet it's not a lot of meat. But I bet you can't eat it.
That's Aaron's next album.
5 ounces of meat.
Hell yeah, Zach.
When I look at Zackle Snake, Zackle Snake, Zackle Snake, Zackle Snake. We may have been the first people to ever search, can you eat a sugar glider? Because the only thing that comes up is what you can feed them.
I'll be the first, dude.
Dude,
that'll
a sugar glider. That'll,
I feel like you could swallow it whole.
That'll just like set your life right there, like as the ultimate dude.
I bet they taste pretty good.
I've had some pretty big vitamins. I bet you could take two or three sugar gliders, throw them in your mouth, kick back some water, swallow them whole.
Mm-hmm.
You want to bite, you want to eat them alive, though.
You don't want to chew.
No, yeah, you want to see them suffer.
Imagine a sugar glider's head hanging out my mouth, just watching the fucking eyeballs.
What are the predators for sugar gliders? That's a good thing.
Ooh, who kills sugar gliders? Puerto Ricans.
Rattlesnakes.
Oh, how cool would that be? What if I get a bearded dragon and we feed him sugar gliders?
That'd be a win-win.
That's like, isn't that like cockfighting? Isn't that illegal?
Maybe. Look at them.
Owls, cats, and snakes.
See that? You can't have a cat now.
That's right. No.
And rattlesnakes.
They don't get along with other pets either.
Or dogs.
Can we see a cat attacking a sugar glider?
I say cats, dogs, spicks, and snakes.
Spicks on a plane?
It's raining cats and spicks out.
It's raining.
Let's see. Oh, no!
Oh,
don't
no.
attack! Oh! Oh, there's cats!
Like aliens!
Oh,
the
pussy! Oh, no!
Come on,
ride him!
Oh, he wants to ride. Aww.
Shannon, it's the cutest video that's ever existed. Oh my god!
I gotta get
it's literally it. The cutest.
Oh, he's like
video.
Riding like a horse.
He's biting.
Yes, please.
This sugar glider is trying to kill this cat, but it's too cute that it doesn't have the ability to kill.
He's laying his eggs.
Oh, right. It's just like its dad.
God damn it, Zach! Fuck.
Zach.
Pew pew.
Pew, pew. Oh, there's my son. He just walked in. Turn the volume off in the fucking lobby.
It's off.
Thank you.
He's holding a puppy.
I don't want him to know that he might get a sugar glider.
Jesus.
Shannon, where do we find a sugar glider in New Jersey right now? Give me a place.
There is an exotic pet dealer.
And they have sugar gliders?
I have to, like, call them.
Call them right now. I want to talk to them on the phone. I want to ask them sugar glider questions.
How do you buy your son's love?
All right. Let's see. In the meantime, we've done all these stories.
Rest in peace, Prince Marky D, huh?
Who's Prince Marky D?
The Fat Boys.
Prince somebody Marky died? D. Didn't somebody else die this week?
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh.
Rush!
Oh, yeah.
Yes!
And then Bob Kelly corrected you wrong. He said, actually, because you said that Rush Limbaugh said nappy-headed hoes.
No, it was Imus.
And then he goes, yeah, Dom Imus.
Oh, he said Dom? Oh, I wish I would have caught his typo. Oh, you fucking fat-thumbed asshole, Bobby Kelly. Suck my fucking dick.
Oh. Actually, dude, that's Dom Imus.
Dude, Dom.
Dom.
Dude, Dom.
Dom,
Dom. Dude, Dom. Yeah. Oh, R.I.P. Don Imus.
He's dead. That's what I
say. That's what I say.
He's dead,
right?
Yeah,
he's died. He died.
He died.
He died. Real shame.
Mm. Yeah. I don't really give a fuck. A
lot of cancer.
Everybody's dying. Who cares?
Someone else had a lot of cancer. Bob Dole got cancer. He got stage 4 lung cancer.
Bob Dole.
Bob
Why
Dole.
Do you know
Bob
all these things about
I go on Twitter and you look at shit.
You're friends with
Anthony's a cancer of comedy, so Dole. He has the yes.
What?
Cancer
insights. He got stage 4 me. It's, yeah. It's more stage
he
time.
Has cancer today.
It's more stage time than I have.
He's been on 4 stages.
Oh, yes. God bless you.
Yeah. Do you have the exotic pet place, Shannon?
Not yet. Working on it.
Please call them right now.
It's a guy in a van.
Yeah. Maybe. What about tigers? Because tigers were cheaper. We all learned from Tiger King that tigers are way
cheaper. Pretty affordable.
They're pretty fucking affordable, all things considered. They're as expensive as a purebred dog.
They're expensive to feed.
Yeah.
A lot of steak.
Yeah, sometimes they eat you, unfortunately. Bell, you have a baby tiger. I think you're allowed to have a baby tiger, right? No. And then you can give it away.
You're allowed to raise a baby tiger?
I don't know. Sounds right.
Wasn't there a show? Big.
Sounds right.
Tiger King.
Wouldn't you love a baby tiger?
No. Well, I'm allergic to cats.
Oh, well, that's...
Can you be allergic to a sugar glider?
Ooh.
These are things to know with pets.
Ooh. Diabetics.
I like it. I like it. Anything, Shannon? Because we're going to have to move on if we're going to just sit here in silence waiting to call this exotic
pet place.
Yeah, we
may have to wait. It's an issue with the phone. We can't connect it. So they're working on it right now.
Text me the fucking number right now. I'm calling them on speakerphone, and I will figure out.
If you can get Lewis a free sugar glider and a free website.
They'll get a sweatshirt.
Yeah, they'll get a sweatshirt.
Can you get Lewis's website tattooed across the wingspan of the sugar glider? Like an ad.
Can you get skank hands? Can you mangle his wings in the skank hands?
You only see it when he opens his wings. Yeah.
There you go.
Let's see. I'm calling right now this exotic pet place and seeing how much a sugar glider is, because I gotta be honest with you, that'd be really Hi there. Do you guys sell sugar gliders?
Yes, we do, but at the moment we're sold out.
Oh, no. They're so cute.
When the shipment comes in.
When do you think you'll have them again?
We were supposed to get them in this weekend, but because of how cold it is right now, it's kind of difficult to get them shipped out.
Do they have sugar glider sweaters?
Okay. Well, all right. And how much are they?
So for just 2 sugar gliders, it's $475, and for 2 sugar gliders with the kit, it's $675.
Ooh, so you have to buy 2 at a time because they need a friend.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, cool.
And where do you keep them, Mask?
Well, the kit, I'm assuming, is like the cage and the food and all the things that they need to put.
The cage, all the food, the vitamins, literally everything you need in order to take care of your sugar glider. And everyone here is pretty knowledgeable about them, so we'll go over everything with you so you know what you're doing.
Now, let's say my kid doesn't like the sugar gliders. Could I just let them go into the wild?
No, you cannot.
Okay.
If you can no longer take care of your sugar gliders, that's perfectly fine. You can bring them back here under donation, and we'll give them up for adoption.
Can you give me half the money back for the sugar gliders?
No, there are no refunds. But I could tell you right now, sugar gliders are not a great pet for kids. Because sugar gliders need a lot of attention and a lot of time in order to get used to you. It may take up to maybe 5 months even. And sugar glider bites are not fun.
Oh, so they'll bite the shit out of my kid.
Exactly. And a lot of kids, once they get bit, that's it, you know?
My kid's a brat and deserves to be punished, though. So can I get, like, maybe 6 or 8 sugar gliders and just unleash him anytime he's being bad?
Yeah. I mean, as long as you get more than one. Get as many as you want.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. So maybe I'll try back in a week or two?
Yeah, exactly. If anything, keep up with our Facebook and Instagram, and we'll post whenever we get more in.
Ooh, fun. All right. Thank you.
No problem. Have a good
She sounded hot.
She sounded
like a sugar glider whore.
Can't wait to do that. She's like, we got a Puerto Rican on the fucking like an animal.
This man's an abuser.
So sugar gliders will bite my son.
Okay, it wasn't my best idea.
Maybe they're jealous.
Fuck! I'm back at square one. I literally thought we came to a...
I really thought we were going to get sugar gliders.
Why do they bite you?
Can we just get them for the studio and make Eric take care of them?
Maybe if you make James the primary attention giver.
What if James bites the sugar gliders? Nobody ever thought about that, right?
You start singing Crazy
Train. Oh, you think a sugar glider bite hurts? Wait till you.
That's a good way to find out if you see any like serial killer tendencies in him. Like you just see him like, you know, start taking out his finger, his toenails.
Yeah.
Then you know.
Then you know.
You got to give away the kid.
Chinchillas are nice.
No, we're not starting off a whole new thing on researching another animal. Sorry. No, we're about to end the show.
This kid's getting a sugar glider. He's getting dick.
Call that lady back.
I say you get the sugar glider, but I say, what kind of house would it be if the sugar glider starts biting people? That's a shitty house.
Yeah, it's no one wants to house. Be affiliated with you.
I mean, I don't have that many visitors.
He comes, goes to school, bruises
a lot of time. Like what? Like an infant? All the time?
5 months to bond, it said.
So just biting you for 5 months? How many people just kill their sugar gliders?
Just step on.
Just fucking.
Oh, look at those big ass.
Ooh, they have bottom fucking
Never
teeth.
Never trim.
Bottom fangs.
Never trim them.
They do not need a trim.
I just want to kiss it.
Because there are some posts talking about how to trim their teeth. So I guess maybe there's controversy of whether you should or not. And there was.
Just a rat.
No.
That's all it is, really.
You hold it, you take a pair of pliers, and you fucking yank them out.
It's the humane thing to do.
It's cheaper than your chihuahua extractions.
I know. Teeth stunk so bad.
Ugh. How old is your chihuahua?
He's like 7, we think.
Because I had a chihuahua that was old as fuck. She literally looked like the Crypt Keeper. And she had no teeth at all. So like her tongue would hang.
I love it.
And she hated boys. Her name was Chi-Chi because I named her when I was like 3 because I couldn't say chihuahua. So I would say Chi-Chi-Wawa. And I named her Chi-Chi. And she hated boys. She must have been abused by boys because she loved my sister. She would just snuggle up to my sister. If I looked in my sister's direction, she would run from the couch, jump onto my lap, and bite my face.
But she had no
but
teeth.
But no teeth.
No teeth. So it was a slime. She would slime you with disgusting chihuahua breath. It was
so
the most
gross.
Disgusting
so
thing.
So you trained your dick to look at your sister?
Doggy, she was awful. This little chihuahua was so awful. She hated me her whole life. And then one day I stayed home from school and she was on her deathbed. She was on her deathbed and my sister was in school.
It's a tiny bed.
But it was, she like made her peace with me.
Did she?
She did.
She took your hand.
Well, she was like sick and like dying and it was like, it was so sad. And it was kind of like, you know, I wasn't even that sad. I didn't cry because this dog fucking hated me. And I was like, all right, good bitch. I've been wishing this upon you for my whole fucking childhood. So whatever. Sorry. But then she came over and crawled and sat in my lap and she just like licked my, she went,
like you were her gay son.
I think she was actually trying to bite me again.
But she didn't have the energy.
She didn't have the energy. She was like,
no more spirit.
Fuck you, Lewis. Fuck you.
I've always hated you.
It's like when Shawn Michaels went up to The Undertaker and
was
like that.
That looked like my wedding night blowjob.
Yeah, dude. It was...
num-nums.
It was bad.
You gave you num-nums. That. Nobody else.
No, I missed it. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I was.
Doesn't it look like my wedding night blowjob? Just like.
Oh, Aaron.
You only have to do it one more night.
So drunk.
Oh, that's so funny.
Just like.
Come on, if you suck it, I'm not gonna have to rape chicks on the internet.
Ah, you're my little spike, my little railroad.
Come on, you want to do it?
Mm. All right, well, look, this has been a fun show. A really, really
Gino
fun
does
show.
It better when he's drunk.
Thank you guys for watching the Real Ass Podcast. Very happy to be back in town. Go buy these brand new t-shirts. They're going off sale on Sunday, so you got to get them right now. Beyond that, look, thank you guys for coming in today. Aaron Berg is not here, but Christine Meehanberg.
You looked at my face and said Aaron Berg.
Anthony Zenhauser.
That's fucked up.
Thank you very much. Aaron Berg's wife, thank you very much
thank
for
you.
Being here.
Aww,
Anthony Zenhauser's
so
here as well. Zach, thank you very much. We'll be back on Monday with another incredible episode of the Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.